Okay, and this is interview number three. What an eventful Sunday this is shaping up to be. I was going to do testing with five women at one time, and that didn't come out right. I was going to test, how to say this, that would be politically correct. Five CRC 2021 Rani contestants were supposed to be doing testing of this live platform thing. And it so happened that all of them came at different times. So we say, well, we might as well do a little bit of an interview, to which they greatly accepted, right? And today we are going to speak. Hush, my boy. Okay. Silence in the courtroom. All right. Yeah. Yes. So today we are going to speak with a young lady. And when I say, my voice cracked it, like if I was not going through puberty, right? We're going to speak with a young lady. She's only 18? I think so. 19? 25? Yeah, we're all talking, but you remember in the backstage, so nobody can hear what you're saying, eh? Right. She's chatting away here with me right now, but she's in the backstage. Let's bring her to the front. Let's all give a warm chattingmusic.com welcome to Siv Kiran. Come in the dance now. Right. Now everybody can see and hear what they're saying.
Hello.
Hello. So
I just turned 19, so I'm 19.
19. You turned 19. Okay, yeah. Great.
Sorry, I can't help the British accent.
That's okay. You want some tea and crumpets? Okay, get a spot of tea.
I don't mind some style of chai. I really drink tea.
Well, chai is tea. So then you're really drinking tea.
Not the
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. So, Joanna, Siv Kiran, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, my full name's Joanna Kiran Philip. Kiran, is my middle name, but I use it as my main kind of name. It's my Indian name, so I use that for my Indian stuff. Mm-hmm. I was born up in London, South London, to a Trinidadian mother who was born and brought up Point Fortin.
Boom, Point Fortin.
Yeah, and my dad's British, so, you know, a lot of my are in Trinidad. I have spent a lot of time, and I have lots of family there. I feel very Trinidadian. I listen to quite a bit of chutney and a lot of Indian music. And I'm learning Hindi. I'm teaching myself Hindi. I've been to India before because I won this Hindi competition. So we were offered a trip. There was a group of us Hindi learners. And I've decided university yet. So I've done my GCSEs and A-levels. And I've got a job at the moment. Which I haven't started yet, but I will start soon. That's about it, really.
Okay. So you're really into this kind of Indian identity and the Trinidadian Indo identity. Why would you think that you would be more grounded in Trinidad, seeing that you grew up mainly in the UK?
Yeah, well, I have a brother. He's a year younger than me, and he's completely different. He's completely English. He doesn't care about his Trinidadian Indian side at all. Mm-hmm. Whereas I think probably because I'm the oldest, my mother and I spent a lot of
by time. 1 year.
Yeah, by 1 year.
Yeah.
But my mother and I spent a lot of time growing up watching different Indian soap. Mm-hmm. And after that, I watched a lot of Indian film. Mm-hmm. Whenever I come to Trinidad, I always feel the sense of it feels more like home as opposed to the UK, partly because of the family sense. Here, I don't have much family other than my brother and my parents, but also because of the way we live. Like, we live more in the bush, and I love the sort of countrysidey rural feel that I don't get in the city. So walking barefooted, making chow with pandanya that I picked up off the road. Just this sort of primitive feeling that I experience when I'm in the bush in Trinidad is just
next. Well, don't say bush, that sounds bad, you know.
It does. Not it off. Well, that's what we call it down back in the bush.
No, well, for those of us, well, I'm from South Trinidad formerly, and then not all of Point Fortin is bush. Perhaps where they live is bush, but when you say bush, people will think the whole of Point Fortin is bush. No, but I get the point that you're trying to make, and that is something synonymous with Trinidadian living. We have this kind of easygoing family, and I'm not too sure if you ever experienced carnival before.
But no, I haven't actually.
You need to go, because if you're taken aback by the camaraderie on carnival, is like abstract strangers, is like your partner. You can go and say like, hey, you want a drink or something? Yeah, we're gonna drink, man. Or wind up on a stranger, you know.
My grandmother's too protective. I don't think let me go.
No, man. And Point Fortin have a pretty slamming carnival.
Do they?
Carnival. Yeah. I'm not too sure how far she's living from the high street, but
yeah,
this is things you.
Yeah.
Well, right. So you're not living in the bush, right? You
know. Well, about 10 minutes out. Is that close?
That is close.
Yeah, that's close. Well, our part is like it's not bush, and then it comes bush further down you go. But yeah, you're right. It's not too. Yeah.
Bushy. No. 10 minutes is not bush, man. Come on. Yeah. 10 minutes is like where in the UK in London you can go for 10 minutes. Not very far, right?
Yeah.
So stop saying bush. Don't say bush again, right?
Okay. I'll say in the back. No, I'll just say 0.14.
Yeah, that's say 0.14 and done, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I would encourage most people who don't know about Trinidad to come. In fact, I was given a lecture on chutney parang, which is done during Christmas time.
Yeah.
And people were saying, so where can we buy a book to learn about
chutney
parang? And I was like, no, you can't come. Immersion, even with you with learning your Hindi, the best thing for you to learn Hindi is immerse yourself in the culture. Go to India and you will learn the language much faster than books and stuff. Let's take some comments here. Facebook user Uriel commenting, but I don't know who to say, but they say good afternoon everybody. And then somebody is saying blessing floops and everyone. Then Ram Midubala is saying good evening to you and everyone else. Yeah, so you need to experience Carnival. Trinidadian culture, man, I miss home a lot, to tell you honest truth. I took too long to migrate, man. I come here as not old. I passed a good 30 years before I came to Canada. And
yeah.
I was like, this is just like, and you may experience something similar. You see, in Trinidad, I know like my neighbor and like all the way down to the next couple of cross streets and people all in the back. And I know a lot of people because how we grew in Trinidad is different from like in Canada. Yeah, I don't even talk to my neighbor, you know? And I'm sure it's the same similar in London.
Yeah, it's the same. And in Trinidad, you go there and everyone's uncle, auntie, like what you said, you know everyone down the road. My mother has friends and family spanning the whole of Trinidad. Mm. And it's this family feel, you're right, which is great. Compared to here, everyone's a bit, especially in London, people try to avoid conversation more than anything. They'll give you a polite smile, perhaps, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's generally, people are nice. And if you make the effort to support. But whereas in Trinidad, all your doors are open away and you see people passing and you make conversation. Time is also almost like not a thing, sometimes because people are just taking their time doing this and doing that. It's just brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, and that is something, you see, most Trinidadians just complain about how Trinidad is.
Yeah.
But trust me, when you go and live outside and you see how it is, because I would, people... Like my neighbor, like my son will literally be talking to him, and he's 4 years old, right? Talking to this man, and this man like her. And he don't even say girl. He just walk straight, go inside, come out. And that is how they live over here in the suburbs.
Yeah.
They don't talk to you at all. And if they could avoid talking to you, they don't. Gail Nanan is saying, hi, blessed day. Yeah, so that is, I totally on board with you, because in Trinidad, is like people passing the road, Jason, thing, or somebody. Well, in Trinidad, how at my home, how we operate, we have a very open door policy. So my friends, like this call and say, hello, are you home? Can I pass? That is only something I recently learned in Canada. In Trinidad, no, they don't do that. They just...
There's rock up.
Yeah, no, there's drive up and they just say, fat man, or something, you know. And they just come in, and so it's totally different.
Yeah,
No, you go ahead,
I was just going to say, with Trinidad, obviously I'm still quite young. I have plans, hopefully, to spend time in India, but also in Trinidad. I was considering going to UWE, St. Augustine, because, you know, if I go there for educational purposes, at least I have a purpose for me instead of just living by people's house. I'm still not sure about that. I might go. I know my mother has someone who's involved in the Indian affairs in Trinidad, so she goes about promoting Indian culture in Trinidad. So,
link me up.
Oh, I'll let you know. I'll ask her for his number.
Okay, just a second. Sorry to interrupt you. I guess in this Facebook user is Jameer Because since we're talking about Simcoe, Ontario, but remember, Jameer, you would be in Canada way longer than me, so it would be easier for you to make friends. I'm very friendly. And these people don't talk to me. I guess it's different in the boobs. Usha Bisnat is saying, hi, how are you? So true. I guess Usha doesn't live in Trinidad. That looking like New York. Right? Somebody else, Facebook user, good afternoon. You seen the comments, by the way?
Yeah, I can.
All right, good, good. Good afternoon. Hey, Kieran pulling a nice little crowd here. Very good. Yeah, so go to India, you experience their life.
Yeah.
Go to Trinidad. Yui, I didn't.
It depends what I want to do. Like, if for something like, I was looking at veterinary medicine before I wanted to be a farm vet, and it would be good for, like, exotic animals, but I probably won't go because I don't think uni will suit me. I think I'm best job and just exploring, like, on holiday and interacting with people in that way. Like,
yeah.
Nowadays, so many people, like, over 50% of my generation go to university, and the value of a degree, therefore, decreases if more people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I either go and do a vocational thing, like a science that is, you know, or I can then do a degree, then PhDs or stuff, and I don't feel like that's me, and I think it's the workplace, and like what you said, immersing yourself around people in that's different countries is, for me at least, and like what you said, for many people, best way of picking up things, which you're interested in. So that's going to be my approach. I'm going to get this job, which I've got, but I haven't started, save up money, come to Trinidad, come to India. I also have a YouTube, which I'm hoping to post soon. I'm practicing editing different things, just to see how much skills I can gain, see what opportunities open up for me, really.
Yeah, just to echo that sentiment, Kieran, I have a master's. Many people don't know that, right? I have a master's in innovation and innovation. And I got that from UWE, and for us who work in outside, UWE, a UWE degree outside of Trinidad is not niche geek, you know? It's not so good. So I would advise you to go to UWE to study. Hands-on experience, hell yes. That is the way, because suppose you get to realize now this veterinarian thing is not for you.
Yeah.
You want to be a YouTuber. Like my son, he's 4 years old and he playing video games from this age. Now gaming is also a viable, a viable career. You're making more money than me, who gone and do all these certifications and masters and PhD. Trust me, most PhD people and people don't feel know-how. Eh? Most PhD people tend to have big egos and little practicality. That is what I have noticed. So PhD, if you want to do that, go ahead. But always remember this advice I had gotten. How this is going to translate into money? How this is going to translate into money? You know, veterinarians, people have animals. Animals get sick. That, you can easily make money with that, right? Do you need a PhD to do that? No, not necessarily, right? Just do your MD and you should be good to go. Maria is saying, hello, Floops, long time locked on eyes. These days, I usually talk only when I need to, right?
Yeah.
I don't just randomly talk, and we have this young lady here. So we have talked much about her life and not enough about the competition. So let us get to that now. So the name of your song is?
Chalo Chenet.
And what it is about?
So when I go to Trinidad, one of the most looked forward to is Chenet, which is obviously in different countries, Guinepe, there's different names for it, but Chenet is like the Trinidadian word for it. And whenever I go, usually go in the summer, like all the time, Chenet is what I want. It's my favorite fruit ever. So Chalo is Nifu, come with me. And Chenet is Chenet. So I'm basically asking, if I film the video, which I hope I might do in August when I actually have Chenet, but yes. I'm kind of asking the Chenet come spend time with me. So I have Trini kind of phrases like Lewi wine together, Lewi line together, Lewi spend we zindagi together, Hamesha. So I have a few Hindi words in there, but it's just basically, like you said before, a love story between me and my favorite fruit.
Now, for the sake of now, most of the people in Trinidad and environs, they do not speak Hindi, so zindagi is life and Hamesha is like love, right?
Hamesha means forever. So
forever, right? Yeah. So well, akin to love, right? So you want to be in love with Chenet forever, and you want to spend your life with Chenet. Now I am thinking, now who the hell is Kenneth? You know? because the way you pronounce it, right? So I said, wait, this song is so mind-boggling. She is so in love with Kenneth. She wants to go with Kenneth in the corner and wine with him and live life together and thing. And only to find out you're talking about the fruit chenet. And I was like, a big spoiler there.
Well, you can use your imagination. I suppose the lyrics are overinterpreted.
No, that is good. That is good. That shows the ability of it to cross over. And you see, I have an official video coming. And that is good. That is
film it when I go in August. I'm practicing filming, but I can't film without my chenet. So it's better if I go to Trinidad and get the chenet, if I can get there in August time, whenever, you know, the border.
I think a good storyboard would be for you to film the famous London rain and how muggy the places used to be. Film that and like you're so sour, and then you're going in Trinidad because no Trinidad. Like, people just complain about the rain in Trinidad, but Trinidad, I watch the weather channel because I never checked that before until I came to Canada, right?
Yeah.
Trinidad is 25 in the morning, 25 in the night, and that is Celsius, right? And 51 degrees every day. Whereas in Canada, 1 minute is 12 degrees, 1 minute is 9 or 7, 1 minute is 0, 1 minute is here, 1 minute is snow, 1 minute is rain, all kind of different things going on here. So
it's true. Yeah. Like, I think London is rain. We had snow today for which we haven't had for a long time.
Yeah, actually Laura Mahees is saying London is locked on. Yep, horrible weather today.
Yes, we are in lockdown again, and we don't know how long it's gonna last, but we have a vac rollout at the moment, so there is hope that will help.
No, she was talking about the weather.
Oh yeah, the weather. We had snow, but it is a lot of rain. We do have the sun maybe once every 7 days.
Or
but...
7 months or something. About the muggy weather, it's so grey in London.
Well, sometimes when the sun comes out, it probably once a week the sun does come out properly, because when if it rains the sun has to come out at some point because the clouds go, don't say. But yeah, it's quite this time.
Abysmal. Because my wife, she follows this Trini mother who does the ABC books. I'm not too sure you know who that is.
No.
Yeah, she's pretty big. She is Trinidadian, and her kids and her husband is... You never saw the Kes video with this lady from London. She was whining, and then her white husband came and dancing behind her. And,
no, what's it called?
I'm not too sure. Well, my wife not here right now, but okay. She does children's book. We have... Let's give her a second here.
Okay.
They're giving us some free advertising. Yeah. So my wife totally in love with this lady.
Oh wow.
So because she did this, and all of these books is actually teaching children about Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, wow.
Because even my son, he wouldn't really know Trinidad.
Yeah.
Last thing he's saying, is this Mohis from Visabella or Rifu? Who is Mohis? None of we hear any Mohis, right? Right. So Laura is saying her name is Trini Mama, and she wrote some kid book.
Trini Mama. Okay. I'll look
up. Yeah, you should help video with with her dancing to Soca and even the white man. Sorry guys, you're not trying to be racial here, right? They're just saying, using that term, right? Even her husband, who you would not usually expect to whine so good, this man putting down some real moves. I mean, the man have 3 children, so where this camera is? 3, right? They have 3 children, so and this man real whining down the place, hello, whatever. You know? Laura? Oh, he want to... Lal, we're asking Laura where she from. Lal want to know if Laura is from Vistabella or Rifo, where people making love connections here, huh? Yeah, so you should check out Trini Mama. She, you know, very similar thing. And this is, remember we was telling you that we have intentions of coming and doing a show in London.
You'll have to work on that accent, though.
my accent is not good. Oh, sorry.
Well, a few tweaks and it'll be perfect.
No, it should be a show. It's okay.
I can do a Trini accent if you like.
Yeah, girl, yeah.
Well, I just try a thing when I find I can. You know, I just speak to my grandmother. She does speak to me. And when I just she speak, I just practice. But I just find it real hard. May I have anyone around me who speak with a Trini accent?
That is actually good. You see, why we want to come and... we spoke about this in private already, right?
Yeah.
Why we want to come is that I and PuttyMusic.com, we foresee that it have many West Indian children like yourself. Well, it's not a child anymore, a big woman, right? But we're talking about the younger generation.
Yeah.
They want to know, because I have a young fella. He is actually Guyanese. Yeah. A Guyanese, what do you call that boy? His parents are Guyanese and he's living in London. And he wants to do a documentary on Chutney Music.
Oh, really? Right?
Yeah, his name is Arjun, not Ramphal. Arjun Ramdan or something like that. So I'm thinking now, okay, here's Kieran. She wants to sing and talk like Trinidad and she lives in London. And here's Arjun. He wants to learn about his West Indian heritage, right? Yeah. The best way to immerse you all is to bring the culture to you all.
Yeah.
And that is why we hope to do a show in Linden.
I'd love that, because obviously my mother came here alone. I think she had maybe one family. So apart from my family Trinidad, I don't have any Trinidadian friend family here. And I think definitely getting the connections, the Trinidad, because I know that there are quite Trinis and West Indians here, because you know my mother has a few connections. They do exist, but it's hard to find them because it's not like you're going
to
a party anywhere. They don't really exist, I don't think.
We come in all the hate here, all the hood it here, Sunday January 24th. It may not be this year, but we come into London. I had actually spoken about this in 2019 when I was trying to partner with some people from London, but they not having it, right? And now they just try to talk to me and thing, but we not have it, right?
Yeah.
We are going to come to London and we're going to throw a small show, not no big show, a small show, and get the London movement going. And hopefully if you were to win this competition, that would fast track that event happening.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
So you do some Instagram videos. I've been watching some of them. Tell us a bit about them.
Oh, on Sylph Kieran.
Yeah.
So I started, because I have an interest in Bollywood. Obviously a lot of Bollywood is dancing and singing. And a lot of the songs, I mean, you hear a lot of songs like Jab Sitte Nena is translated into Jep Sting Nena and she be Haina, now she can't Waina. But so I quite like videos just for a bit of fun. So I quite like dancing. I'm actually quite sporty. I'm into rugby quite a lot, but this athletic, I go to the gym, well not now, but I do gym stuff. So I'm quite athletic in that way, and so dancing kind of comes to me quite naturally. So I quite enjoy dancing to different Indian, sometimes Trinidadian, but if it's Trinidadian chutney, I end up whining and I don't want to whine. I'm like, we just
If you come at chutneymusic.com party, right?
I'm just a bit scared, you know. I'm the kind of girl, I'm quite shy. I don't really have friends, like, especially boys. Like, I went to all girls secondary school, so I've never really had an opportunity to even talk to one, let alone whine up on one.
Don't worry, say this. When we had the party, you'll find a nice little boy, a nice boy, handsome, whatever you like. Why not tell us, what is your dream man?
What's my what?
Your dream guy.
Dream?
Yeah.
Well, you definitely have to like Indian-y, whether it's West Indian, as in Indo-Trinidadian, because I feel like that Indian side, I have a lot of investment in, and that would be something we'd share. Preferably like a bit sporty, you know, so I can play sports for them, because sports
are quite fun. Fight with him.
Yeah, like my brother. I have a lot of practice in that realm.
Yeah.
You know, someone who's loving, kind, respectful, funny. Not much, just a decent, doesn't drink, but
you have to be like tall.
Well, preferably not short of me.
And what is your height?
I think I'm 5'5".
Maybe. Oh, you're short, man. I thought that.
Well, I'm about average height. I'm like 5'6", something around
Okay, well, then we're the same height, right? Right, so what about you? He could be a little chubby. He had to be like David Beckham or...
I don't really mind. I think it's more about personality.
Okay, so looking more of a fit and more of a caring, loving kind of person, which all women see.
With men, I think friend first, and then anything later might happen later. But as my grandmother says, she's like, focus on your work, and then you're about a man.
Your work.
Yeah.
No, not work. Walk.
Walk. Yeah. Focus on your work. And then you can't think about man.
Man.
Yeah, man, she does say.
Yeah, right. Yes, correct. You're good. You're going good. Laura, I want to know which part of London are you from?
So South London. I don't know if you've heard of Croydon. I live quite close there.
Croydon. Steve Rampersad is saying hello. Big Show Maraj is saying I love you. I think he's telling me that, right?
Yeah, I think he's telling you that.
Yeah, loads like that in West London. You need to come at Trini Fet.
West London, wow. What, like Dan, like Heathrow Airport?
No, well, most Trinidadians was usually, you're correct, right? Most Trinidadians would settle around Heathrow and environs. So I'm guessing it would be there if Laura doesn't want to disclose her actual thing. Trust me, if you go at Trini Fet, it's real whining. But don't worry, Laura. Ealing, you know about Ealing?
Ealing, yes. I've been there before. There's lots of Indians there as well.
Yeah, but it dies there like this one. Want a real Trini man, you know? Who's that there coming here, brother?
Oh, your mother? My brother, yeah.
So bring him on now, let me say hello.
Oh, he's too scared, I don't think he would.
Okay.
He's just gone now. He just cut my launch.
Oh, such a caring young man.
Well, I don't think he did it with love. I think he was a bit angry that I was holding the washing machine.
He'd be like, yeah, take your thing.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Look, it's a good thing we were on the call, otherwise he probably would have hit me.
So we save her from some a bit of abuse. So we're approaching the half an hour mark, Laura. You see, I'm thinking of talking to Laura now. Let me take off Laura here. Boom. Link up with Laura. You say you're not too active on Facebook, right? So
yeah.
Laura, you might actually have to check her on Instagram. Her handles is SirfKiran, SirfKiran.
Yeah.
And Twitter is old people thing. TikTok, the young people thing. Where's your handle on TikTok?
Well, I started last year and I got quite a few followers, but then I stopped because I got out of the... I don't know, I just stopped.
There's a lot of work. I mean...
Yeah,
and I have to go...
Expectations, and then there's so much competition, like people then don't like it, and then I don't want to do it if no one's joining it, so...
No,
maybe I'll go back to it, but I'm not sure yet.
Listen to me, right, chatnymusic.com. I have to go and talk on Facebook. I had to go and talk on YouTube. I had to go and talk on SoundCloud. I had to go and talk on TikTok, Twitter. What again? I forget it all. Instagram. I talking all over. So yeah. Don't tell me it too hard. And I don't care if one person watching, where the camera is, this way. One person watching, I talking like it have 1,500 people watching. So the point I'm trying to make is,
yeah,
don't do it for the views and that kind of gratification, because you'll be unhappy.
Yeah, well, I feel like, I suppose it's my nature.
Yeah.
Like, I like making you happy. I like bringing joy and stuff.
Mm.
And I suppose, like, I'm not doing it so that I can get, you know, views or likes and stuff, because, you know, that satisfaction is a filling and it won't last anyway. And I don't want to be too famous anyway. I don't think I could deal with fame at all. But I do, like, if no one's watching it, or if I don't just want to do it for myself.
Mm.
But if I do it for myself, you know, I'll do it for myself, but I won't share it. So I suppose it doesn't matter who's looking, you know, if one person looks, like, you're making a difference, I suppose. So I shouldn't really quantify people's perception of it. But yeah, I will get back into it hopefully soon.
Yeah. No, I'm just telling you now. I say, don't, like, for me, I don't really worry about views and things. I would say, like, no, guys, you guys subscribe to the channel, and if you haven't already, please share the live, and that is it. If they share it, I'm not going to be like, well, this one didn't share my live, that one. I'd be like, oh, fuck them, ah! You know?
Yeah.
Nah, I just do it. Do what I can do. And yeah, once you put it out there, you never know. You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
So, you were saying you don't want to be a star. You know, if you were to win this competition, you would become a big star.
Well, I don't know. I think fame, like, obviously I'm quite shy. And
yeah, they come out of that. Come out of that one time. Let your performing persona not be like your real self.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, because you do something that many Trinidadians were not able to do. You get splashed all over national papers and things. SirfKiran wins the preliminary round, right? And now if you were to do good in the finals and win, be the first ever chutneymusic.com Rani ever. Rani in anything.
Yeah.
That would be really, really big. So I don't know if you're ready for that kind of response.
I don't think I've really been able to fathom how big it is, just because I didn't enter it. Like, when I entered, I didn't think anything would happen. Like, my mother's laughed, like, you and your voice, like, you're not going to get anywhere. So I didn't, I still hasn't sunk in that I'm actually in a singing competition with, you know, my grandmother might pick up the newspaper in a couple of weeks, see my face on it.
No, that's happened already. That's
has it?
Already. Yeah. Yeah, so you already, you need to like check that off for your box. Because you were featured in the Trinidad Guardian, that snippet, that picture I sent you, that is actually taken from the national papers in Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, wow.
So your grandmother could open the papers if she buys that. And big thanks to the Trinidad Guardian, Trinidad Newsday, and the Trinidad Express, all national papers from Trinidad and Tobago, for helping out us. We have sent it to multi-countries. But the Trinidad got me back, man. You know? Yeah. And well, we have been featured on national TV, both primetime and morning editions, right? So if you were to win, we had to go and make some serious rounds all over the place.
Try and get some votes then on Facebook.
Okay. No, the vote is Laura is asking about the song. Her song is on our YouTube channel. It's called Chalo Kench. I will probably, let me see if I can find it here.
I've still got to work on the Tassa beat, but hopefully it'll sound more Trini when I finish.
So what are you waiting on? You know, February 6th is our
right. I'm working on it now. I'm trying to figure out how to sync it into my music and make sure that, I'm working on it. Don't
okay, one
thing. I'm trying to sing though at the moment.
I don't have to worry, you know, because it's not me on not me on display. I just,
well, if you're not worrying, then I'm
not worried. I don't worry at all. Like, so Laura wants to know about the song. This is the song. This is just 1 minute of it. You can check it out there. And for those of you all who have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, where young Miss Kieran is going to be featured, and all the boys in London want to know more about her, you can subscribe to this YouTube channel. That's a shameless plug there. Yeah. So all you can subscribe to the channel February 6th at 7 p.m. That is very late in London. That is going to be 2 o'clock in the morning.
We're 5 hours, yeah.
What is the time now? 7 o'clock? 7:04?
Yeah, coming up 7.
Right, so 5 hours ahead. So that will be 12 o'clock in London. Yeah, don't worry, I'm not trying to be English.
Okay, about... should I say it for you? London. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. Indian, as we say in Trinidad, right? So, Laura is saying, is it? So, you see, look, you make a friend, you and Laura, look, you talk and thing, and she will find a man for you, and all that will be happy. So, nice to see you guys, Canada, Steve. Yeah, big up yourself there, Steve. So, you want to make some closing remarks so we can end off here? Because it seemed like we could talk for a long time, but we were supposed to do a half an hour.
I just want to say thank you, and the Chutney Music
.com.
Franchise, whatever, the company. I don't know, what would I call you?
ChutneyMusic.com, the biggest and baddest thing out there.
The biggest and baddest thing out there. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, God. Laura said it could take her husband.
Well, that's it then. Thanks for the opportunity. Obviously, I'm hoping to go and win. I'm hoping to go and do my best now. I'm hoping to make my grandmother point four and proud.
What's her granny's name?
Chano Rama.
That sounded like a party, Chano Rama. Yeah, so Chano and family, all you get behind all your grandchild, as it is say. February 6th, 7 o'clock in Trinidad on YouTube. Get all your popcorn and pop all your chana and all this kind of thing. It's going to be a very short program. It's only, like that, right? Yeah. So she can sing Cello Chana next time, right?
Yeah.
It's only 10 people in the finals, and Laura is saying something here. Join the Trinis in UK Facebook group. So I can't join, or just because I'm not from London, let me get to join soon, huh?
I'll have a look at it.
Trinis in the UK. You can leave the Laura, you can leave the link in the comments if you want. That's no problem. Trinis in London is another page. Trinis in the UK. All right, Laura. I want to join that because we want to come and have the party in London, right? So if all you can invite me, even though I'm not a London person, I will be greatly appreciated. And we'll say goodbye to young Miss Kieran here now. She looking for a man, all the help she out.
No, right, I'm not desperate.
No, we didn't mean it. That's making out a joke. So goodbye for now, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. Right, so that was quite a nice little interview there with young Miss Joanna Kieran Phillips. She is a Londoner, she's 19 or whatever, however did they say it, right? And she's a CRC Rani finalist, hoping to be the first ever CRC Rani. She won the judge's decision in the preliminary rounds because she was strumming her little mandolin. You know, and I was, yes, I would guess so. And you know, I was very taken with her performance. I saw a lot of raw talent, and I'm very serious about coming and throwing that party in London. When is the question? Because COVID and all these travel restrictions and scheduling things, but we will definitely come to London soon, and try a nice little small show, invite all the people and have a good time. So CRC 2021 is on February the 6th. We are less than 2 weeks away. I'll be speaking with how much more people that interviewing if Rannies? Two more. I'll be interviewing two more people, Tanti Sandra and Shani Leal. And I just spoke with Joanna K. Phillips. She said, don't say her name too much, right? So her name is Siv Kiran. And Chelo Chenet. So I've been your host of the most, DJ Floops for chattingmusic.com. And I'm loving on. Thank you very much.